Right now, I'm headed to meet the therapist.
Dr. Nile said that it'll be benefits to help me out in the long run, so I'm going to therapy today to try to get some help with some of the issues that I'm dealing with.
But I don't really expect it to help me that much. And I don't even really know what to talk about. But at least I think I'll be able to feel better afterwards. But who knows? It's not that easy to just start talking about your emotions.
Miss Destiny?
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing, love?
Good. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, too.
And whenever you're ready, you can go right on in and have a seat wherever you're most comfortable.
Okay.
So, tell me a little bit about yourself. What was your life like growing up?
Oh, Lord. A disaster. My mom, she gave me and my two brothers up because
okay.
She was young and she got into some trouble. So we had to be raised in a foster care home.
So Destiny, what was life like for you growing up in the foster care system?
Oh, it was really hard.
Were you in the same home with your siblings?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's fortunate.
Yeah.
And what's your relationship like with your siblings today?
My younger brother, he ended up passing away. And my other brother, I don't really talk to him that much.
Your younger brother passed away?
Yes, he did.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
That must have been a difficult time in your life.
Yeah, that was... Losing my brother was, like, one of the worst things. My brother died in my arms. And so ever since that day, I just basically wanted to be with him. Like, I didn't want to exist in the world without my brother. I just ain't want to live no more, so I had to go in the mental hospital.
So you were really depressed.
I was depressed a lot. And I've always been depressed a lot because of being gay and being transgender. You know, somebody that a lot of people just wouldn't think was normal.
That had to be very difficult.
Yeah, it was hard.
Destiny, can you describe to me at what age did you first recall feeling that you were not in the right body?
First, I realized that I was gay. But I think I was like 21 when I decided to dress as a woman and live my life as a woman.
And so what was it like for you when you finally decided to embrace your femininity and do that?
It was amazing to be able to be like what I always wanted to be. But with that came a lot of non-acceptance. Like the day I started dressing as a woman and live my life as a woman is when everything just went bad. I still have trouble getting a good job. I'm like, what if I go back to being a man? Well, you know, it'll make a lot of people happy.
Destiny, don't say that. You have to give yourself permission to be who you are, even when others don't approve. You're on this journey now where you're becoming more of who you really are.
Yes.
So no matter what happens as you move forward, you can't ever go back and run and hide.
Yeah, I know that. My dream is to have the transition. I want to transition into a woman, but I don't want to have to lose the weight and get small and get lost. Because I found myself being big.
Don't say get lost. You're more significant than that.
Yeah.
You're more significant than the body that you're in.
Okay, thank you.
So I have some homework for you, Destiny. Because you've gone through traumatic losses, you've developed some issues around death.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really want you to take some time out and just think about what you feel death looks like.
Okay.
Then I want you to ask yourself, who am I?
Yeah.
Who is Destiny?
Yeah, that's a good question.
The type of woman that you are and what you want your legacy to be.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here, Miss Destiny.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Anytime, anytime.
I like Lola, and I enjoy talking to her. I think she's really nice. But everything she said is a lot to think about. And if I'm being honest, I'm just not sure I agree with everything she wants me to do. But I know I need to do something, because if I go back to Dr. Now one more time without hitting my goal, then that's it for me. So I'm not really sure what to do right now.